Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, and I'm your host. I really appreciate you tuning in and joining me here tonight. Now, we love to hear from our listeners, and one of our goals is to build a community. So we'd love for you to send any questions you might have or discuss any issues you have around sleep, and we might be able to help. And if we can, we'll share it so that others can benefit too. I'm sure that if we share our difficulties and our problems, gradually we will resolve them together. We all have different ideas. And sleep can be a funny thing where, even when you feel like you've tried everything to improve your sleep, someone might just give you a little tip that works for them. And lo and behold, it can work for you too. So let's try and create that together. A community of support. And alongside that, if you ever have a story idea, we'd love to hear from you too. Obviously, we're not looking for Hollywood's next big thriller, but if you think you've got a nice, cozy, relaxing story in your mind that you'd love to hear on the podcast, then please let us know. I'm sure one of our fantastic authors and narrators can turn it into a reality. The best place to share all of this is our website, at getsleepy.com. And as always, please do leave us a review on iTunes if you're enjoying the podcast. Now, I'm sure plenty of you will be naturally intrigued to know a bit more about me. And I think it's important that I'm more than just a voice that tells you what you need to know at the start of every episode. Plus, I'd also like to think that there's a bit more to me than just being an empathetic sleep struggler who has a dozy voice. Now, I won't tell you my entire life story, at least not in one go, although I've got no doubt that might bore you to sleep. But I guess a good place to start is how I first became broadly involved in audio. Really, I guess it all began when I was about 10 years old, and I picked up a bass guitar for the first time and began learning to play. And by the time I was 12, me and my elder brother started a folk rock band with some other friends of ours. We began playing shows across our home county and parts of London, and as we developed and we performed more, opportunities came up to record in professional recording studios. And I guess it's there that my love for audio and the recording side of it married up with my love for music itself. And I started learning how to use a lot of audio equipment and record, and went on to study music technology to degree level. And so that really was the beginnings of my path towards this place I find myself at now, being the humble host of this wonderful, wonderful podcast. So anyway, enough about me. Let's just allow ourselves some time to relax. And as usual, I encourage you just to begin to breathe deeply and slowly. Maybe counting to 5 or 6 seconds in your head as you draw the breath in. And then allow it to just ease back out. As you're breathing, just take your concentration and brings it to your lungs and your chest as they're expanding and contracting. Feel your heartbeat just slowing down and relaxing. Let's practice a small moment of gratitude for your body. Firstly, for your legs that carried you throughout the day. For your neck that held your head high. For your hands that helped you accomplish your goals. And just take this moment to smile inward and to say thank you to your body. Thank you, body, for taking care of me throughout the day. And now for tonight's story. T.K. Kelman will guide you on a serene trip through a mountain village in Austria. We begin at the foot of a wide grassy hillside. It's midday, and there are birds singing in a nearby spruce tree.
Step forward, slowly, in this land of luscious green hills, arching blue skies, and still turquoise lakes. Feel the warm mountain air on your skin. We are in the Tyrol region of Austria, and the air is clean and fresh. Breathe it deeply into your lungs. You are here in this rolling landscape with the sun warming your arms and lightly touching your face. You adjust the light cloth backpack on your shoulders and you feel the comfort of it sitting there, warm against your back. You take a few gentle steps on the chalky pathway and you raise your eyes up to where the peak of the hill reaches the sky. Each day paragliders sail from this peak, their brightly colored fabric wings lifting on the soft breeze. They float and wander on air streams. Some seem to glide down with ease, like an autumn leaf, while others appear to soar on thermals and are carried far and wide like dandelion seeds in the breeze. The paraglider's wings are rust red, seville orange, citrus yellow, and lime green. They fill the sky like lanterns, silent as they sail. The ground beneath your feet crunches, and small gravel stones massage the soles of your feet through your solid hiking boots. You feel the tingle as the little stones roll under your toes. Your arms are loose by your sides, and you feel them sway slightly as you walk. The path winds around the deep green hill, curving for with the rise of the land. You turn the corner, and you feel your breathing deepen. The air will become even quieter and stiller as you rise up the hill. Your body will fill with the scent of arnica, bellflower, and edelweiss. You will be aware of these flowers first through your sense of smell, their sweetness and freshness filling your body. But then they will appear to you as you turn the shape of the pathway and you see their colors and shapes like soft landmarks of nature. Edelweiss spreads out in a constellation of white stars. They nod and twinkle in the shine of the sun as you pass by. Bellflowers line up as if waiting to be turned by hand like church bells, their peal of song ringing out over the mountains. Lavender-colored and delicate, their soft hoods open at the edges and smile up to the sun. Arnica dances in the breeze, petals that appear to have taken the sun and laid it in their own flowery skin. They sit together in clusters of joy as you stroll slowly by. Your legs are starting to get a little tired. The sun is a blanket across your back and shoulders. It is quiet, and there is no one else in sight. As you near the peak of the hill, you can hear the soft flap of the air in the fabric wings of the paragliders. It ruffles softly, like a flag in the breeze. You can see the rainbow of fabric wings as they wait for their turn to sail. They bask in the heat of the sun, starting down into the valley below. You watch as a young man prepares to glide. His gentle sway of fabric fans out above him and billows in the breeze. The wing is quilted like a duvet, and it spreads itself wide like a sail rippling across a lake. The paraglider is comfortably seated, and the wind lifts him into the blue air gently, as if on a cloud. It is beautiful and peaceful. The man is in the air now, taken on the wind, looking down over the beautiful valley below. The thick and soft green grass is all around you as you step forward to the edge of the hill. Looking out, you can see the small village below. The tall pin of the church steeple looks like a young tree from where you stand, bare as yet, but pushing upwards with hope and faith in its future growth. You can see the chalet houses like small gingerbread homes tracing the streets below. You stand for a moment, watching life down in the valley. The air up here on the hill is soft and constant. Small bushes rustle, mingle, as the air massages their leaves. The route down the hill is over bumpy clods of grass that act like footholds. It is a gentle slope that offers no resistance. Your legs bend with ease and spring effortlessly as you make your way down the hill. Down the hill, there is no path, and so you wander from left to right as you weave your way around small shrubs and boulders. Austrian pines sway in the breeze, and the scent reminds you of Christmas. You picture sparkling lights, warmed fruitcake, and hot toddies by the fire. Your legs and arms are heavy as you approach a crest in the hill. Your view of the valley is closer now, opening up in front of you. This is a vista of your dreams. You unhook the small cloth backpack from your shoulders and place the bag on the soft grass by your feet. You reach inside the bag and grab the waxy parcel you packed that morning. As you unfold the leaves of the wax paper, the scent of the dairy cheese and fresh bread fills your nose. You slowly eat the bread and cheese and feel it melt in your mouth. The creamy goat cheese and the pillow soft bread are a perfect companion. Looking out, the green hills of the Tyrol are a patchwork of meadows and rolling fields sprinkled with delicate wildflowers. You feel yourself becoming tired, and you might close your eyes while the sun warms your face. You might lay back with your backpack as a headrest, and you might feel the soft grass, a quilt under your arms and legs. After packing up, you continue your way back down the mountain. For a moment, you stop and take a look back up the hill. Suddenly, you begin to see paragliders soar overhead, their orange and blue fabric wings arching and billowing. They swoop overhead, momentarily casting a shadow along the ground. As they travel further on the airstream, they float away into the distance. They seem almost as small as birds now. I wonder where they will land, you wonder. In front of you, the church spire is high and stretches up into the sky. There is a small bar and restaurant here, serving iced tea to patrons on the patio. The scent of the tea and lemon sweetness fills the air, and you walk towards the little wooden veranda at the entrance. The woman behind the counter seems to read your mind and begins to pour you a tall glass of tea. You unhook the backpack from your shoulders and place it gently on the ground by your feet. You take a seat on the wooden patio and stretch out your legs, letting them really rest for the first time in hours. You cross one foot over the other, your legs heavy and your body calm. It is quiet. A local woman is hanging clothes on her laundry line outside her chalet. You watch as she bends and hangs, each piece of fabric, and the clothes lift with the breeze and flap in the air. A man passes slowly by, pushing a sleeping baby in a pram. The wheels trundle forward, and the pram rocks. You can imagine how nice it must feel to be that sleeping infant. A deep peace enters your body and brings your breathing to a slow pace. The woman at the bar is bringing out freshly made funnel cake, and she offers some for you to take on your way. You gladly accept the warm bundle of cake as you get to your feet again, ready to walk on. The decking of the patio gives slightly as you walk on it, spongy like a child's bouncy castle. You bend and pick up your backpack. You release the buckle and open up the bag, and you place the wrapped funnel cake inside, still warm in your hands. Now, lunchtime is done, and the afternoon stretches forward. The last of the paragliders drift in the air from the hilltop, the wings a still and soft rainbow above the town. They fritter away on the breeze like untethered balloons. You walk now, away from the bar and away from the hill, down the quiet path towards your hotel. The Alpine Hotel is tucked away from the street, and a view of meadows and lush grass stretches out beyond it. The view from outside the hotel presents a beautiful picture of the pastoral Austrian landscape. Tall grass waves in the breeze. It's like looking at an old Hubert Sattler painting. Gentian sways purple and blue in the grass, and heather rustles and shakes in the breeze. Beyond, on the other side of the meadow, a lake swells, and lights from lakeside homes reflect on the water at nighttime. The peace and solitude here is as thick as feather down. A bird calls into the wide air, seeming to recognize and signal your arrival. You enter the Alpine Hotel. The father of the family who owns this small guest house stands behind the reception desk. He smiles warmly and says, "Good afternoon." The inside of the hotel is clad in dark, polished wood, and it has the appearance of Tray chocolate. A painting of snow-capped mountains stretches out on the wall beside you, and a fire crackles in the fireplace at the far side of the room. Here, easy chairs wait with their arms open, waiting for someone to take their rest. You unhook the backpack from your shoulders, and you sit down in the deep, soft chair. It is made of soft brown leather, and its curved back is spotted with buttons. You let the backpack fall to the ground, and you watch the fire for a moment. The flames sway, and the heat lulls you. You feel your eyelids start to feel heavy. The only sounds are the crackle of the fire, the gentle movement of the breeze, and the Austrian pines out in the hills. and the rhythmic tweet of the small birds. Outside, the paragliders will have eased away for the afternoon. They will have folded their orange, green, and white fabric wings, and they will have walked back down the hillside just as you did. They might be driving back to Vienna, Haas, or Salzburg, happy and pleased after a day of flying. For you, the walk up and then down the Austrian hill has brought a beautiful contentment. The mountain air and the views have seeped deep into your body and have made your bones heavy and your muscles relax. The landscape of the Tyrol rises and dips and nods and delves like you're breathing now. As you lay on this soft sofa by the simmering fire, you can let the beauty of the Tyrol region enter your dreams. You will still feel the soft brush of the thick grass on the hillside, and you will smell the scent of edelweiss and gentian. You will breathe in the smell of the warm funnel cake and cool afternoon tea, and you will dream of Austria.